Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's here?
This is Kehar.
Hi, Kehar. And who else?
This is
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma. Hi.
Yes.
And who else?
And Nora.
Nora. Hi.
Hi.
Glad to have you all. Is there anybody else? Oh, there's someone. Who's there?
Hey, Siti Gyan, it's Hargobin.
Hi, Hargobin, welcome.
How you
well,
doing?
Good. Is it a nice day out there?
No, it's overcast, a little cool.
Oh, my.
I'm Amrit Kaur.
Hi, Amrit, welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
My siblings are missing.
Yeah, you're right, they are. You have two sisters who normally join us. Well.
How are you?
Good. I just got back. Just got back to New Mexico on Monday.
Oh, good for you. I'm sure it's good to be home.
Yeah, well, it had just snowed the day before.
Oh, wow.
Kind of shocking. Coming from beautiful, green Los Angeles with flowers.
Satnam, Rebecca Satnishan.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started now. Okay, you ready? Okay, so sit straight. Palms at the center of the chest. Begin long, deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point. Long, deep breathing. And inhale to begin. Long deep breathing. Now relax. As you do your long deep breathing, totally relax. Go to the third eye point and relax. That's it. Feel who you are. Feel that presence within. Feel your beauty. Feel your handsomeness. And now, if there's any background noise, you can press star 6. Sounds like TV or something in the background. And now begin heart breath. That is long, deep breath. And on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Not your physical heart, but your heart chakra. Good. Let your heart open. Good. And now send that beautiful heart energy to the other members of this group, whether on the call now or whether listening to the recording. And those listening to the recording, please do the same. Good. And now send this beautiful energy to anybody and everybody who can use it from now throughout the future. And inhale. And exhale. Good. And welcome. Okay, so before we get started on that, Baba Sirichand is asking, does anybody have a question that they want to ask him? Now's your chance.
I have a question.
Yes, Amrit?
Yes. It's actually about one of the other meditations that you have us doing, if that's okay?
Yeah.
On the prosperity meditation that you have us in, where you're saying that we have to, you know, bring in green.
Yes.
For some reason, I just can't bring the green in. I do the meditation. I love it. It's, you know, it feels good and everything, but I just, for some reason, cannot bring the green in.
Okay. Now, what she's referring to is a meditation for green abundance, and it's on my website, which would be at soulanswer.com/green, G-R-E-E-N, _, abundance, A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E, .html. Okay? And in that meditation, you visualize or you feel green just raining down on you. Feel it totally around you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a proper question for St. Patrick's Day, don't you think?
Well,
it's really quite a fabulous meditation. So let me just see what Baba Sirichand has to say.
Okay, thank you.
Well, he's saying top of the morning, do ya? And he's very happy. He's giving a lot of kisses and throwing out gold coins. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So, sir, what about, he says, what do you mean she can't feel the green? She has green coming to her all the time. Okay. Oh. He says you cannot see the green or feel the green because it's coming to you all the time. He says, don't you have something that's green and sparkly?
No.
No. He says, well, there'll be a lot of that on sale tomorrow. So get yourself some.
Okay. I have to have the money to buy it, though.
He says it will be very cheap by tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, get one of those green, fleshy shamrock things. He says, during the meditation, you know, it has the mantra, Hari, 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 Hari.
Right.
When you do the meditation, he says, don't keep your eyes closed. He says, keep them open and look at that green, shiny shamrock.
Okay.
Okay. So that's how he solved it. He's very braggy. He's doing a little leprechaun dance now. He's very practical and down to earth. And he says, thank you for that question. That was a totally fun one.
Yeah. Allow them to do the Irish jig.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So he says, now, he says, I want everybody to sit down. He's saying to get down on one knee, and I'm asking him if this he wants is literally. He says, no, you can do it in your mind and in your heart. Get down on one knee. And this is the pose that you see It's called Dear Austin, where you are sitting on your left heel, and the right knee is up. It's also the one that you see when a knight is receiving his sword and being knighted. He says this is a very, very important posture, he says, in mind and in body. He says of course, it has to do with the meridians. The meridians in their productivity. And also in your consciousness, in the awareness of your consciousness, both. Have to do with accepting the mission. He says in a most humble way and also in a way that proclaims your strength and your ability to act and be present. He says this is where we are at our evolution right now in Dear Austin, all of us. He says that means that it's important that you know who you are. He says, and if it worries you, if that phrase worries you, he says, well, you just sink into who you are. You just relax into who you are and don't think you have to be anything different than who you are. You understand, sometimes that makes people uptight, that they think they have to stand on the mountaintop and proclaim. He says that only comes with great humility, great accepting, great allowing of awareness. This whole thing has to do with allowing your strength, allowing your, he says, your proclivity to do, he says, your God-fearing work. I'm asking him, what does he mean by God-fearing? It means, God-fearing means that you stay on the mark because you have, it's not exactly a fear, but you have a concern about going, about straying from the very straight and, you know, the straight and narrow path, walking the sword's edge, of being right there present with the direction of your soul. And he says, as well as all the other saints, he says, including me, who are doing their best to guide us. He's showing me a picture of someone on a tightrope, and it's very difficult to balance. Well, at least in the beginning, it's difficult to balance. And he says, you know, people on tightropes have those long poles. He says, but what's happening actually is that all the saints in heaven on earth, he says, are helping you balance by keeping that long pole in balance. He says, you have nothing to worry about. He says, you've already made plans for your destiny. He says, your soul has done that. Even if your mind doesn't quite get it yet, he says, don't worry about it. He says, just please relax into it. And again, he says, by the way, I apologize for this frog in my throat. He says, don't worry if there's a little slipping and sliding. He says, do not foster hatred within yourself for yourself. That is the important thing. In other words, do not worry and do not put such heavy expectations on yourself that you fall out of balance, that you fall off the tightrope. He says, you know, you can read it in the Bible. You can read it anywhere. He says, all has been prepared. That means that your soul is on it. He says, all of us beings are on it. And he says, oh, could I make a suggestion? Maybe I haven't been doing it very well, but if you're going to cough, just cover the mouthpiece, okay? And he says, please, He says, please be aware of the goodness that flows through you. It takes a special kind of humility to do that. He says, it's a balance between humility and holding the presence of your kind and your sacred self. There's a strength to that. So it's a combination of the humility and the strength. He says, please think of yourselves as a knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, knight in service to your soul, in service to the God Self. He says, at the round table with all the other extraordinary beings. Now he says these beings are both on earth and in the ethers. He says you don't have to worry about that, but their energies are always supportive. He says they are always present. They are always for you. He wants to reiterate that. They are always for you. And what he's doing is he's pouring these energies into everyone's heart. He's just pouring it in. And they're coming in very, very fast. Not to the point that you feel like you have been waterboarded, he says. But to the point that as you open to them, he says, and as you become bottomless, limitless, he says, that is the extent to which you are being filled at every moment. He says, remember, flow is flow of energy is essential. It is essential to allowing these energies to be incorporated in you, to your receiving them, to flow through you, to be processed through your being, for them to have an effect on your consciousness, for them to bring you ideas, creativity of knowing what to do and how to do it in ways that you will say, well, I didn't know that. I had no clue about that. He says, these energies, these blessings have consciousness that you pick up with your awareness. He says, another good reason for doing Kundalini yoga and meditation. So he says, keep up with that so that you can continue to process this incredible, huge flow that is coming into you, that is being processed through you, and that is moving, and once it's processed, it also moves out of you to go on to the next person, people, land, experiences, and so on. He says this energy does not stop. And he says as it goes from one person to the next, he says it actually builds. Now, often we think of that as, oh, that's used energy. It has, it's picked up sort of trash along the way. It is no longer as potent. He says, no, it's quite the opposite. He says, as long as you stay in that state of virasan, which is total humility to the universal that's flowing through you, along with holding your stance, holding the presence with strength and kindness, he says that flow of energy, as it moves through you, it actually becomes rarefied and purified, he says, as well as amplified. So you see how this new energy coming through, how we share it, we become more than one community. We become a living organism of this new age. And he says, we are but pioneers of it. We are just beginning this, beginning to give root to it, beginning to, he says, planting the seeds of its consciousness that can then grow greater, can grow with hugeness and intensity. He says, remember, Yogi Bhajan said that the Aquarian Age is not coming to us, but it is coming through us. And that's what he is describing. that this it is a consciousness. This new time is a consciousness that creates its own effect, and that's what we're enjoying. That's what we're loving. That's what's moving through us. So does anybody have a question about that in particular? No questions?
I have a question, Sergio. This is Rahmane.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it about this particular thing?
It's about holding the consciousness that, that you're speaking of when dealing with perhaps a renter that isn't paying rent.
Oh.
How do we merge this loving presence and strength when faced with a situation that's not supporting an overall financial...
Well, he's, okay, so good question. He says, I'm not asking you to be a doormat. He says, no. He says, I'm asking you to move forward with love and with kindness, but also to hold to the standards. Okay, so in this case, He says, you continue with heart breath and to feel kindness in your heart and to let go of anger. He says, normally in our culture, we use anger to move into a situation that is not righteous. Ooh, hello?
Yes.
Okay. And he says, instead of doing that, he says, you treat it with humor and lightness. But you be firm. You say... You know, after you've begun your negotiations and you say, well, he says there are any number of creative ways to deal with this. For instance, if they don't pay their rent by a certain date, you can start adding interest. Or you can say that they will, if they don't pay by a certain date, then, or have not paid for a month or two, that they would need to move out, and you would be happy to supply them with other places that they might live, and so on. He says, you're a very creative girl, and you can do this very well. The most important thing is that you treat it with kindness and that you hold your ground. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Does this make sense to you, Rahmani?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, good. Oh, good question. he says, in the future, there will be lots more homeless people so that you cannot cut. You cannot do this so cut and dry. Excuse me.
I didn't understand that last thing you said, please.
He says, in the future, there will be many homeless people so that you can't treat it in quite in this way.
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem. Somebody who has nowhere to go and no other support.
Mm-hmm. He says, but nowadays there are still places for people to go. He says, so you can help them with that. Okay. But just understand that things are changing, and so that in the future we will be in a position of, excuse me, of not having any, not having currency as we know it. So at that time you may find that people, if you do have something as wonderful as housing or shelter, that you would be asking people to do, excuse me, a great... contributing by doing, exchanging work.
Right.
And that would also be from the Heart Center, and it would be also creating community.
Yes.
Okay, so now he's asking everybody to do long, deep breathing. Good. Long, deep breathing. Very good. I said the third eye point. Oh, he says, make it heart breath. That's better. And he says, as you know, the color of the Heart Center is green. He says, this is green day, so please allow the green to move through your heart. And so now he's actually asking for you all to be in Dhirasana, which is total humility, breathing out from the heart, being in a place of strength. He says having humility to that strength and to the direction that flows through you. And he says, coming up fairly soon, he says many unrighteous things, many crummy things will be unveiled about what's been happening as far as our culture is concerned, the what the leaders have done, what the corporate entities have done and are doing. He says the important thing for us to do is to not get involved with that crumminess. He says the thing to do is to do this heart breath, to stay in humility, to stay in strength to that voice or that presence that comes through us, and lend the heart breath so that we can not add to the tangle, but he says so that we can move through the tangle. And moving through that tangle also means providing heart breath for people like Rahmani's renter who evidently doesn't have an income to support them. Okay? So this is, again, how the voice of consciousness, how the Aquarian age moves through us. Long, deep breath. Heart breath, green heart breath. And again, like Amrit mentioned, green is a color of abundance. Understanding that our abundance, the perception of abundance is changing from U.S. currency to flow and interchange, exchange of this very profound energy in which we support each other. Feel it. And keep up. And he says, this is the faith that moves mountains. This is knowing who you are. And he says, now, you keep it up, please, and connect. Connect so very tightly. Not holding, not squeezing it, but allowing that genuine interface. He says, don't you love it? Good. Keep it up. Feeling that genuine community of who you are, knowing who you are, and knowing who we all are as that one. We're coming into a time where we're no longer separate. We are the one body, the one consciousness. Good, and inhale. He says, and hold that consciousness all day, all week, all year, and forever. Increase it. And exhale. And breathe. He says he loves all of you. Everybody. He says, so please accept it. Please accept it. Okay, he says, now this girl is going to say goodbye. He says, but I'm not. He says, I'm going to sit there right with you. He says, and you can talk to me. We'll have a nice conversation if you like. He said, and yes. He says, don't forget, I'm entirely yours. Even though there are a lot of people on this call, he says, I don't get distracted, so don't worry. Okay? Okay, so he says, God bless you all, and total happiness and abundance on Green Day, he says. he says, including St. Patrick. He's a nice guy. Okay. So he says, love to all. And Sat Nam. And so now we're going to do the closing song. He says, sing it to each other. He says, you like it better that way. Okay, palms at the center of the chest. And inhale to begin. Oh, wait a minute. Kehar,
Are
you there? Would you lead us in singing Long Time Sun?
My sure.
My voice is pretty crabby today. Okay.
Sure.
Good. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. All right. Inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all that surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on. Guide your way on. Sat Nam.
And blessings to everyone. Lovey, 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 don't forget. God bless you all. Sat Nam.
Bye.
Thank you.